All right, let's figure out a way for the Minnesota Vikings to stay undefeated via the winning formula. That's coming up shortly. Wabi from Vikings.com joins Vikings Game Plan in this spot at this time every single week. And we always begin with the DraftKings Fantasy Focus, where we are looking to assist you with your fantasy football teams. What do you have?
Well, defensively, the Vikings defense has to be one of the best defenses in fantasy football you can have, but I'm going to go offense here.
Bradford has time for the end zone, and Rudolph, he caught it! Touchdown, Vikings!
When you play fantasy football, you want to be on top of trends. Yeah. I think your tight end is trending up right
now. I love this.
Last 2 weeks, 2 touchdowns, 10 catches, over 100 yards, among the league leaders at DraftKings for fantasy points, and among our leaders on offense. Kyle Rudolph playing very well right now. The Sam Bradford to Kyle Rudolph connection looks very good going against a Giants defense on Monday night, where you can question their ability to cover a guy like Kyle Rudolph, who has a great combination of size and speed. He's a good route runner.
Bradford to the end zone. Rudolph! Touchdown, Vikings!
And we know that Norv Turner loves to get the ball to his tight ends. He did it for many years with Antonio Gates in San Diego, and so I think Kyle is trending up and will have a good night against the Giants.
By the way, those of you playing daily fantasy via DraftKings, don't leave. I have a sneaky good one for you coming up. Let's get to the winning formula. Speaking of that Vikings defense, it takes on a Giants offense that basically has the same offensive line it had last year when the Vikings scored nearly 50 points overall against this New York Giants bunch. What's the winning formula defensively?
For the Vikings defensively, you know, I think it begins and ends with the pass rush. Now, the secondary for the Vikings has been very good. It's improved every year under Mike Zimmer.
Time for Newton going deep. And intercepted. It's a Viking takeaway for Trey Waynes.
First round picks back there, are lots of them. So it's really a good unit. But this Vikings pass rush, and no disrespect to the teams the Giants have played, but the Giants have not seen a pass rush like they're going to see on Monday night.
And Newton holding the ball again and sacked again. Inside the 20, and it's Everson Griffin again.
The Vikings have 15 sacks this season.
Eight last week.
They are as good a pass rush as you're going to find, and it comes from all different angles and sides.
Mm-hmm.
You have Anthony Barr and Harrison Smith registering sacks. Everson Griffin had 3. Danielle Hunter has a couple. So this pass rush is something the Giants have not seen. So defensively, it starts with that. And if you can hit Eli early and fluster him, we know he'll throw the ball to the wrong team. He's got 2-time winning Super Bowl credibility, but against the Vikings, he's got a lot of turnovers. And I think if the pass rush is on fire on Monday night, he'll have more.
Off the defensive line and the sacks. Just because you don't get a sack doesn't mean that you can't be doing exactly what's needed to tilt the game. For instance, Tom Johnson didn't have one of those 8 sacks in the Carolina game, but he hit Cam Newton 5 times, and he hit him hard 3 times. That makes the quarterback all goofy, and he gets worried about where this rush is coming from.
Extra pressure on Cam Newton. He tries to spin out of it, but brought down by Everson Griffin.
Now, offensively for the Minnesota Vikings, they go against what could be an injury-depleted New York Giants defense, specifically on the back end. What's the winning formula?
Well, I think for the Vikings, the passing game has been in focus on offense, but it's important to get the running game going so that you can maintain some semblance of balance. They improved a little bit last week in their yards per carry average. It got above 2, but it's got to be better than that. It's got to be in the 3s or maybe even the 4s if you can get it there. And I think if they can do that, it's going to neutralize some of the pass rush, and then Sam Bradford in that passing game can continue to take off because they are definitely trending upward. It's been awesome and fun to watch Sam Bradford throw the ball, and we can do that even more if we can run the ball just a little bit better.
I'm guaranteeing 3 passing touchdowns in this game against the Giants. Last time he was at US Bank Stadium, he had 2 and 286 yards. And this Giants defense, secondary-wise, reminds me a lot of Green Bay. I think Sam Bradford's going to have a very big game. You can use Sam Bradford via DraftKings. Thank you, Wabi.
Thanks, Paul.
WabiVikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.